This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Trump administration remains focused on Iran and says it is ready for dialogue with the country's leadership. VOA's Michael Bowman reports from Washington, where ahead of last week's congressional recess, U.S. lawmakers were briefed on heightened dangers Iran allegedly poses across the Middle East.
After weeks of saber-rattling towards Tehran and warnings about possible imminent threats, the Trump administration is suggesting dialogue.
We're prepared to engage in a conversation with no preconditions. We're ready to sit down with them. But the American effort to fundamentally reverse the malign activity of this Islamic Republic, this revolutionary force, is going to continue.
Pompeo spoke during a visit to Switzerland, which has represented U.S. interests in Iran and could serve as an intermediary between the two estranged governments. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
An Israeli airstrike on a Syrian airbase killed one soldier, wounded two others, and destroyed an arms depot, according to Syrian state media. The attack on the T-4 airbase in central Homs province came hours after Israeli airstrikes on the Golan Heights in southern Syria. Israel did not comment on the attack on the airbase, but said that strikes in Golan were a response to the Saturday night rocket fire into Israel from Syria. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the Israeli strikes on the Golan Heights killed 10, including Syrian forces and foreign fighters. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has embarked on a two-day visit to North Macedonia, which is expected to become the next country to join the Western military alliance. There are plans to discuss the reform process in North Macedonia with the country's leadership. This is VOA News. Nearly everyone applying for a visa to enter the United States will have to provide their social media accounts as well as other detailed personal information. This is part of the Trump administration's extreme vetting process for all immigrants and visitors. The U.S. State Department says it has updated its immigrant and non-immigrant visa forms to require applicants to provide 5 years' worth of social media accounts, telephone numbers, email addresses, international travel, and deportation status. They will also be asked whether any family members have been involved in terrorist activities. Meanwhile, the White House says that President Trump is serious about slapping tariffs on Mexican imports in a dispute over illegal immigration. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says he expects President Trump to slap at least 5% tariffs on Mexican imports beginning June 10th.
The president is deadly serious about fixing the situation at the southern border. This is not the first time I'm on your program talking about what's happening on the Mexican-U.S. border. We've been talking about it for months.
Mulvaney spoke on Fox News Sunday, but Republican Senator John Kennedy, speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, says he doubts President Trump will take action.
If he slaps a 25% tariff on Mexico, it's going to tank the American economy.
Mulvaney says American consumers would have other buying options should the tariffs increase the prices of Mexican imports. Mike Hempen, Washington.
British Airways on Sunday resumed service to Pakistan after a more than decade-long hiatus. BA stopped flying to Pakistan in 2008 after a suicide bombing attack that killed more than 50 people at a Marriott hotel in the capital, Islamabad. The attack was one of many during a period of Islamist militant violence in Pakistan. BA said at the time that it would suspend operation to the South Asian country, declaring that they will not compromise on the safety of their customers, staff, or planes. That security situation has since improved, and BA dispatched its first direct flight from London Heathrow to Islamabad on Sunday, becoming the only Western airline to serve Pakistan. The so-called special relationship between the United States and Britain comes into focus as Britain gears up for U.S. President Trump's state visit beginning Monday. Mr. Trump is a controversial figure there, according to recent YouGov poll. It shows that 67% of the British public have a negative opinion of him. They say that he's very naughty. 2 days before his arrival, VOA spoke to London residents who expressed their disapproval of the president. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.